Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Final segment for us today on Stadium. Watching on Stadium, you want to check out the final hour of the Power Hour, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, which will feature all our bets for tonight in the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. And we'll continue filling out our AFC playoff brackets. NFC coming up tomorrow on the show as we try and answer the question like, hey, if it's not the Chiefs, who could it actually be next year in the AFC? But that's all coming up next hour on the show. Joining us right now, though, to wrap up hour number three, one of our absolute favorites, and he and his website Established the Run have been pumping out tons of great content, of course, with the NBA, and we have Mike Gallagher on the show all the time, but tons of great content centered around the NFL draft, like recapping, you know, the draft for each of the 32 teams, lots of great fantasy football content coming out as well, and I really love that stuff. So always love welcoming to the show our friend Evan Silva from Established the Run, and one of the co-hosts of the ETR NFL podcast on Twitter, at Evan Silva. My friend, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's your pals Nick and Ken. How have you been?
I'm doing a lot better now. I mean, it's really fun, but it's a lot of work, and like I don't sleep very much, so I just popped some melatonin last night around 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. and slept until like 10 a.m. today, and like I'm actually feeling great right now, but it's a grind. But I mean, it's obviously fun. I'm not complaining, but it's a grind.
Yeah, Nick's about to have a kid. He will get used to the melatonin age, which is like kids are really hyped up right now. Yeah, we just make him a little melatonin. It's like, yeah, we'll just put him to bed. So let's make it an easy night. Let's grab a bottle of wine. Nah, it's cool. I'm a good parent. Evan, you said it was hard work, the NFL draft, like putting all your stuff together, your grades. I think we'll get to some of your grades in a second. Just one question, like, I'm not, you know, if it went great, if it went horrible, whatever. Like, what was one thing you got right on the NFL draft betting wise, and maybe one thing that you like maybe can't believe you got wrong, or like we're really confident in that didn't work out, kind of a plus and minus from an event that you admittedly worked really hard on?
Yeah, you guys did not have me on before the draft, and I was kind of like I was kind of a little bit surprised, but I'm now glad, because I really did not have a great draft from a betting standpoint. One thing I did get right was Brian Thomas going like fairly significantly over his draft prop, which at one point I think was 15.5, and he wound up going 23rd. And I was all over the over on that one, because I had heard early in the process before it had gotten out that he had a torn labrum in his shoulder, and that kind of eventually trickled out. And you saw his draft prop get down, I think 19.5, but either way, the over on that hit pretty squarely. And then we had Adam Schefter. I'll pass the buck on Adam Schefter here. We had Adam Schefter on our podcast maybe a week or a week and a half before the draft, and he was big on A.D. Mitchell going ahead of where consensus had him. And his draft prop was like 27.5, and I was pounding the under on that, and obviously he went way over. I think he went 52nd to the Colts. So it was a tough one. I think the in 2021 and 2022 I crushed it, and these last 2 years I made a little bit of money last year. This year I lost a little bit of money.
Well, we did have established the run represented on the show, had our mutual friend, and also taught our guy Tyler Morales in high school. Tyler's been on our show for since 2019. Yeah. It's a true story in New Jersey. Our mutual guy, the great Anthony Amico, did come on You Better You Bet a couple times representing Establish the Run, talking all things betting on the NFL draft. Evan, let's get to like betting season-long stuff, thoughts on like teams' drafts in a second. But selfishly, I think you and I have known each other for a while now. You know, I love fantasy football. I'm fascinated by your answer to this question. You know, if we take the top three receivers out of the mix for the answer, and I asked Field Yates earlier in the show this question, his answer was Ladd McConkey for the Chargers. So if the answer can't be Harrison, Neighbors, or Odunze, a skill position player, running back, receiver, or tight end that you are really, really excited for this year in fantasy, prop betting, etc., who is it and why?
I would actually say that I'm not that excited about Ladd McConkey. We're having Field on Thursday, so I'll get to argue with him a little bit. I love that landing spot for Brian Thomas. I mean, you have the – if you're in a dynasty league especially, I think he's going to be all right with this torn labrum. I don't even know if he necessarily needs surgery, but that's usually a pretty routine – recovery, but he has a chance to be the number one receiver for Trevor Lawrence. Okay. In the short and in the long term, he is an incredible athlete. He led the SEC in touchdown catches this past season with 17. He led the nation in touchdown catches with 17 and hooking up with Trevor Lawrence. And they badly needed a wide receiver who could stretch the field, especially after the Titans came in and outbid them for Calvin Ridley. I mean, Brian Thomas, and they just cut Zay Jones today, saving $5 million against the cap. So Brian Thomas is already locked into a three-receiver set, and I think he's the most talented wide receiver on the Jaguars. So I feel real, really good about him right now.
Evan, I know you were also you're working on your draft grades for teams. Nick mentioned that when we brought you on just now. Give me, maybe a few teams got an A, whatever. You don't have to give away everything from the piece. We want people to check out the draft grades. One of the teams that got the best draft grade from you, one of the group of teams that got the best draft grade was which team and why?
Well, the Eagles, I gave a really good draft grade. And I actually disagree. So I don't know if you guys saw it. There was like a rant by Nick Wright to where he was talking about why does Howie Roseman always get like good draft grades, because he drafts the players that are high on consensus draft boards. And that certainly helps him in the draft grading process. But he also he has the ability to address needs right now and still build for the future. Like, he got, you know, the Eagles defense collapsed because they were so slow in the secondary last year. Darius Slay is now 33. James Bradbury is 31, and he looked on his last legs this year. They come out with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell in the first two rounds, immediately just smacking down this major weakness on their defense. And they came out of this draft with an extra 2025 third round pick and an extra 2025 fourth round pick. So it's not just that, they draft players that are higher, on the consensus draft board. He's crushing needs with really good prospects, and he's also building for the future. And no GM does that better than Howie Roseman. And he has had misses along the way, for sure. But his process is so clearly superior to the vast majority of the other GMs.
Yeah, I mean, like Nick Wright, like good friends with Danny Parkins, who has hosted You Better You Bet before. So we like Nick Wright. I mean, I think Nick is like way off base with that take. Like, the reason why everyone loves Howie Roseman is because Howie Roseman's awesome and the Eagles are always really good. I think that's why. You Better You Bet here with Nick and Ken, talking the National Football League with our friend Evan Silva from Establish the Run on Twitter at Evan Silva. Evan, have to ask you about the Atlanta Falcons. And this can be less about like the draft pick of Michael Penix and like his projection moving forward. But look, like, we're a betting show. Penix probably isn't going to play next year. Like, Cousins is probably going to be the quarterback for 17 games. Their win total's 9.5 juiced over. And we talked about this early yesterday on the show. I kind of think the Falcons are going to go under that this year with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. So you can talk about the Penix pick if you want. But just like, do you kind of agree with me? that the Falcons are, like, not going to go 10-7 or better this season?
I mean, I haven't even gotten to that part yet. I will soon. I love that you're already on that. Of course you are. But, you know, with Michael Penix, like, you were inviting a quarterback controversy. You know, you risk pissing off, you know, your $180 million quarterback. You are almost certainly going to burn the first 2 years of Michael Penix's rookie contract, which is one of the greatest advantages in all of sports, is to have a quarterback on a rookie contract who's playing, okay? But Michael Penix almost certainly isn't even going to play for the first 2 years. Further in their draft, they traded up for Rook Ahoraho, the Clemson defensive tackle, and took him right ahead of Johnny Newton, who had a better projection. And if you look at the rest of their draft, they took a bunch of non-premium positions. They loaded up on non-premium positions. So the focus of their draft wound up being a multi-year backup quarterback and a bunch of non-premium positions. I would be furious if I was Kirk Cousins right now.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Falcons did not get a very strong draft grade in the old draft grades piece based on that answer. In like a minute here, Evan, give me another team where you were pretty displeased or really, really did not like what this team did in the draft aside from Atlanta.
Carolina Panthers. I mean, the NFC South really struggled in this draft. I think the Saints had an okay draft. The Bucs were decent. But the Panthers and the Falcons, I was really unimpressed. Xavier Leggett, they traded up to get him. And he was a fifth-year breakout who's old. He did nothing at South Carolina for 4 years and then breaks out. And that players of that history, that track record, do not tend to do well. He also profiles very similar to Jonathan Mingo. It's like they have a type at wide receiver, and it's not a very good type. And then Jonathan Brooks in the second round. I love Jonathan Brooks. I think he's going to be good in the pros. For a team this buried to, you know, in the rankings and everything like that, to take a running back coming off a torn ACL that early in the draft, I don't think that made a whole lot of sense. I don't think the Panthers got better with this draft, and they needed to badly.
Evan, 10 seconds here to close. You're a Chicago guy. Bears going to be a really chic playoff pick this year amongst a lot of people. Win total is 8.5 with Caleb Williams as the quarterback, Roma Dunze as one of the top three receivers. Do the Bears finish above or below 500 this season? In 10 seconds, please.
And to be clear, I am not a Bears fan at all, but I would absolutely take the under, or I'm sorry, the over on 8.5.
Yeah, it feels like that's going to be like a really interesting one coming up this summer amongst people. You know, like what's your stance on the Chicago Bears this season? Everyone should be following Evan on Twitter if you're not already, at Evan Silva. You should check out EstablishTheRun.com. I subscribe. The NFL and the NBA content is sensational. And the ETR NFL podcast. I'll have our buddy Field Yates on the show. Field is on with us. He'll be on with Evan coming up later in the week. I look forward to listening to that episode. Evan, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We look forward to doing this again soon. Stay well, and we will catch up with you down the road.
See you guys.
Evan Silva joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Maybe we should have asked Evan to come on before the draft. I don't know. You're watching on Stadium. You're watching on Stadium. If you want to check out the Power Hour, twitch.tv/BetQL, featuring all our bets coming up for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.